President Obama spending his last days in office railing against Russia. At his final press conference of the year, the president repeated that Russia interfered in the U.S. presidential election and said Vladimir Putin is personally responsible.
What I can tell you is that the intelligence that I've seen gives me great confidence in their assessment that the Russians carried out this hack.
And he told our colleague Steve Inskeep this week the U.S. government will take action against Russia. We're joined now by Washington Post columnist David Ignatius. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
President Obama came into office notably pledging a reset on the U.S. relationship with Russia. As even 4 years ago, he rather mocked Mitt Romney for saying Russia was the biggest threat to America. What happened?
Well, I think Obama was astonished by the ways in which this weak Russia found opportunities to destabilize the United States, also to invade Crimea, also to send military forces into Syria. It ended up being a much more potent Russia than Obama had thought. And now, this year, as the evidence mounted that the Russians were running a covert action against our political system, I think Obama has struggled to figure out what to do about it. He finally really laid his cards on the table in his press conference yesterday. But what was striking was, if he'd known so much, why didn't he do more after he began to learn of these details in August, September, October, before the election?
He seemed to pledge in that interview with Steve Inskeep that the U.S. government would take some action against Russia. What's the range of action, or is that kind of brave talk at this point?
I don't think presidents say things like that without meaning it, intending to deliver, but we have no idea what actions there might be. Certainly, there's a range that would include responding in kind. We've said that Russia attacked our political process, sought to interfere with our political process, and you could do something similar. You could release information about Vladimir Putin. You could release information about his finances, his friends, his circle. That would be, you could argue, in kind. When I talk to officials, they say we're so vulnerable in the cyber area ourselves that there's a strong argument that we should respond in some other space through financial sanctions, through other means, where we're not sitting in the glass house as we throw the rocks.
Is this a new Cold War? You covered the last one.
It's looking like one. I must say there's a kind of a feeling of hubris. This is the kind of thing the United States used to do to other countries. We were famous for our covert actions, destabilizing their political systems. A CIA official in the Cold War bragged that our propaganda assets around the world, our ability to manipulate other people's space, was like a mighty Wurlitzer. You could sit at the keyboard and play all the notes you wanted. I saw a little piece from a Cuban who lived during the time when the CIA destabilized the Cuban president, Allende. So this was what we did to other people. Russia was doing it to us, but not effectively. The point I thought that was most telling
that Chilean Obama... president, Allende, I think.
Yes, forgive me. Yes, okay. The Chilean president.
Nothing undermined the Cuban president.
No, yes. And I swear, forgive me. I thought that the most touching, chilling moment of Obama's press conference was he said, these tactics will work against us to the extent that we are divided and vulnerable, that we're a soft target when we're arguing with ourselves. Mm-hmm. He made almost a plea to Congress to do a bipartisan unified report as a way of defending against this attack. The countries together, the attacks can be less successful.
15 seconds left. Was the president naive about Russia, or Republicans in Congress naive now?
I think the president had overly generous hopes about what Russia could do in Syria. He always left an exit ramp for them in Ukraine. Yes, that was naive. Now, today, as Republicans mm-hmm. in Congress and Republicans around Donald Trump say, no, it's not possible. Russia couldn't have done that. Baloney, the intelligence evidence is said to be very clear.
David Ignatius, thanks so much.